It's Shan from 99.7 Now here with my girl Jason.
Hey, what's up?
Oh my God, I haven't seen you in forever.
No, it's been
way too long. I just want to say how proud I am of you, because a lot of people probably don't know this. I've actually known you for years.
Yeah.
And just seeing how like much you've grown, how much you've accomplished so far. And what people might not know is that you actually started on X Factor.
Yes.
So tell us what that was like. What was the audition thing like? And you were put in a group. Was that weird? How was it?
Oh, it was crazy. You know, I was like really young. A lot of it is kind of like blacked out memories because like, it was just way too crazy.
Yeah, you were super young. You're like 12 or something.
Uh-huh. Yeah, but the good parts that I remember like sweating a lot. I remember like seeing Simon Cowell and I'm like, you know, he's like the big man.
He's the big man
of like the industry and the shows. And like everyone knows who Simon Cowell is. And at the time, I was like, oh, One Direction, like, hairstyles, ah.
Like, we still are.
We all still are. We're all waiting for that. And I was always in the middle and, like, just, it was crazy. Like, singing in front of three of, like, the biggest names in music and then, like, a crowd and, like, an arena. It was, like, crazy for such a young age. Mm-hmm. And so surreal. I'm so like happy that I can say that I was on there. It was definitely a really cool experience.
Would you say you always wanted to do singing then, or was it okay?
Oh, it's ever since I was little. Like when I was like 7, I would sing in school talent shows and wasn't good, but like I had fun. Like you know, I'd drop the mic and be like, "Oops, like, entertaining. I'm keeping your attention, right? Probably not." But like you know, I'd like dance to Taylor Swift and like sing along, and like it's always been about like performing and like entertaining people and making music and singing, and like it was just always I was always that like singing girl.
Absolutely. And your mom is super supportive. She is always there for you. She's always backed you up. Has that have you guys ever like fought about stuff?
Because we fight every day, 25/7 25/8 25/8 like all the time. We're always bickering, but now that like I don't
see
her
here. Hi mom.
Hi mommy. She can say yes, that happens. But it's just like mom daughter bickering, like oh your hair looks stringy, or like that dumb stuff.
But, I fight with my mom about that kind of stuff all the time. Don't pose like that. Why do you gotta look like that? No, you should look. I know.
Don't post that. No, but like she lets me take control of like my like I know what I'm doing, so she doesn't like get in the way of like my music or like that doesn't sound good. Like she's always like, oh my God, that's like amazing. Aww. She's always supportive of that and like always thinks whatever I'm doing is great. So
and
but
you're
we love
so
that.
You're so young. You're 18 now.
Yes.
Did you ever have a plan B? Like, okay, I'm gonna pursue this singing thing, but if that doesn't work, I'm gonna go do this.
Sadly, no, I don't have a plan B.
You know what? I interview a lot of artists and they always say that. They don't have a plan B. They're like, I'm going to make it because I'm gonna do
it. I feel it. Like deep down, I like know if I work hard enough, there's enough room in the industry for a hardworking singer songwriter.
Yeah.
I'm still young too. I have time. Yeah. I've been in it for a while, okay?
You have. You actually have an advantage of everyone else because you started so young. You kind of know what it's like. Mm. Do you ever feel like giving up?
I really haven't. I always feel like I need to do more. Because sometimes there's times where things slow down and whatnot. Mm-hmm. And I get on myself and I'm like, I need to release music. So, like, this year is about releasing a lot of new stuff. Because last year I didn't release very many singles or they were, like, collabs. Mm-hmm. But this year I'm working on a lot of new stuff.
Oh, so I'm really excited.
I just released a song like 2 weeks ago. And
Astray.
It's been doing well.
Is it that Astray? One? Yeah, I love it. It sounds so good.
Thank you. I love it too.
It's so, and I love the music video, like the wet hair and the like you sing. I was like, I feel it, girl. I feel it.
I'm like getting hypothermia. I'm like, yes, I'm feeling it.
Where did you shoot the music video?
It was in downtown LA. It was like this little like black. Black room and it was a rain room, so you could like turn on like the faucet and it would like shower.
Oh my God!
Yeah, it was crazy.
I've never knew about a rain room. Like I thought it was just you got lucky and it was raining outside.
It was raining indoors, you know, no big deal.
Like the camera's just like out there with
you.
Yeah,
we like did like animation or whatever. Uh-huh. Nope, I got rained on.
It looks,
let's go.
Yeah, it looks so good. Thank you. Speaking of collabing, you collabed with one of our biggest, you know, Bay icons, Miles Parrish, which is such a great friend of our station. How was working with him? You also went on tour with him. What was that like?
My brother, like, he is the sweetest little angel ever. Like, honestly, like, I'm honestly saying that. I don't think he has a mean bone in his body.
Mm-hmm.
He doesn't cuss. He doesn't, like, do anything bad. Like, he's just a good little boy. Even though he's not a little boy, he's a big boy.
Yeah.
But,
yeah. You
know, I just think he's just so precious. Like, I want to, like, protect him. Yeah. But, like, he's older than me. He's like my brother. I love
him. So, do you guys have plans to keep working together?
Yeah. I mean, there's definitely different things, like, in the works and, like, talking and whatnot. So, we'll see what goes down. Probably maybe a new song.
Ooh,
you never know. Me and Cam were talking about that.
Nice. So. Okay, I love it. What is next for JC? What's going on? What are you planning to? What do you see yourself doing this year?
I'm gonna be releasing lots of music, with visuals, videos, and whatnot. I think I'm planning like opening up for different people on tours. Like, I'm trying to like hop on some tours, get more exposure.
Yeah.
You know, all
totally.
That stuff.
Well, your fans go so hard for you. I've been to your shows before, and it, like, everyone like knows every single one of your words. It's amazing. The vibe in there is incredible.
No, they're great. Like, my best friends.
Yes,
like,
they
seriously
are. Like, I feel like you know them too.
I do.
You're like, hey girl, oh my god,
like,
what's
hey.
up. Like, yes.
No,
so
names.
What
no,
do you
mothers.
Want to leave a message for your fans listening right now? What do you want to tell them?
Hey guys, what's up? Just letting you know I love you and I appreciate you, and y'all are my besties. You guys work hard for me and I really appreciate that. You go so hard, and I really can't thank you enough. Like, seriously, I wouldn't be like grinding if it wasn't for you, like, supporting me and keeping up that attitude and whatnot. So I just love you guys so much.
Oh, you're so sweet. Well, let everyone know where they can find you, your social handles, your music.
At JC Leanne, JACYLEEANNE. If you just look up that on Instagram, I have all my links there. Like, you can literally find everything there. It's like my resume. So
perfect.
Yes.
Well, anything else you want to say before we wrap up?
Go check out my new song, Astray.
Awesome. Yes. Thank you.
Thank you, Shan. Love you too.